And here is West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Gil McDougall is out as deputy city manager in the City of Gold, at least for the time being. City Attorney David Mecklen says City Council Monday voted unanimously to rescind the approval of the selection of McDougall as deputy city manager. Council had voted McDougall to the job by a vote of 3-2 back in February. Mecklen says now the process will revert back for the city to follow its usual personnel policies, accepting resumes, reviewing qualifications, interviewing candidates, and once that process has been completed, if the city manager decides to recommend someone for the position, then it will go back to council for approval. Now, many had questioned the legality of hiring McDougall in the first place based on their interpretation of a clause in the city charter that suggests a former elected official could not be appointed to a city position within 1 year of him leaving office. Meanwhile, Mecklen says the city continues to watch for the state attorney general's comments on the legal question that he submitted recently relating to that clause. Now, depending on the timing of when and if City Manager Tom Barber decides to ask City Council to vote on a new deputy city manager, and when and if the Attorney General's office determines McDougall legally could be hired and work as deputy city manager, McDougall could be considered by council to be in that role again. Also on Monday, City Council deciding that an outside investigation into alleged malfeasance against current Mayor Leslie McPherson will not continue. That investigation was initiated with a unanimous vote from City Council in McDougall's final meeting as mayor in 2023. The probe was to determine whether McPherson violated the city charter in sharing documents that were discussed in a previous executive session. In ending the investigation on Monday, council instead voted to accept a report Mecklen had prepared in lieu. Details of that report will be filed in the minutes, which will terminate any further action in the matter, according to Mecklen. A Villarica High School guidance counselor is in the Carroll County Jail on Tuesday facing charges relating to allegations that he has had inappropriate relationships with multiple VRHS students. Villarica investigators say on February the 16th, the Carroll County School District notified VRPD of an allegation that had been made to them in reference to a VRHS employee being involved in an inappropriate relationship with a student. The Criminal Investigations Division identified the suspect as 30-year-old Alonzo Wyatt of Fairburn, a full-time counselor at Villarica High School. The investigation initially revealed that Mr. Wyatt had engaged in a sexual relationship with a student at the high school on multiple occasions. During the investigation of this relationship, two other victims were identified. Thus far, the investigation into the additional victims found that they were being counseled by Mr. Wyatt. During the counseling, Wyatt made inappropriate comments, solicited them for sex, and groped them. Wyatt also worked as a past advocate with Temple High School as recently as 2020. VRPD Captain Blake Terry on Monday encouraging parents and guardians to have a conversation with their students to ensure that they have not witnessed or experienced any concerning behaviors while being counseled by Wyatt. Carroll County Chamber President Brian Dill on Monday letting it be known that a leader in the wholesale distribution of industrial and construction supplies has identified a greenfield site in Carrollton to build its new Southeast U.S. Distribution and Supply Chain Center.
His company is called Fastenal. It is a $90 million Southeast U.S. distribution and supply chain relocation from the Atlanta market, creating 280 jobs on an approximately 93-acre tract off of Georgia 61 and Old Airport Road.
Dill identifying Fastenal and detailing the project to Carrollton City Council on Monday.
Fastenal is an S&P 500 company, roughly $6 billion in operating, and as of February this year, has a market cap of $42 billion, making them the world's 456th most valuable company on the S&P 500. And they will start that process of site development sometime at the end of 2025 as they head into a movement away from the facility in the Atlanta market.
Carrollton City Council approved a tax abatement incentive for Fastenal on Monday. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners is expected to do the same on Tuesday. According to Market Watch, shares of Fastenal advanced 2.68% to $74.79 on Monday. The stock's rise snapped a two-day losing streak. On the first day of qualifying for the May 21st general primary election on Monday, just a handful of new names filling out the paperwork to seek elected office in Carroll County, while the majority of the incumbents whose seats are up this year already letting it be known they are running again. Among the qualifiers seeking new positions on Monday were Kirsten Phillips, who hopes to unseat current Chief Magistrate Nathaniel Smith. Smith is expected to qualify this week. Former District 5 Commissioner Lee Powers and Lowell Community resident Mark Johnson qualifying to run for the Carroll County Board of Commissioners District 5 seat currently held by Ernie Reynolds. Justin Judd Howard qualified for the District 71 State House rep seat, currently held by Jay Collins of Villarica. And Foreman qualified on Monday for the District 3 congressional seat, currently held by Drew Ferguson. Former State Senators Mike Crane of Franklin and Mike Dugan of Carrollton. Former State Rep Philip Singleton of Sharpsburg. And former police officer and purchasing manager Jim Bennett of Bowdoin. Well, three schools in the Carroll County District are among just 47 across the state being recognized as leaders in the field of school emergency preparedness by receiving the Ready Georgia Seal of Preparedness. Central Elementary School, Mount Zion Middle School, and Whitesburg Elementary School individually recognized for improving emergency preparation needs of their buildings throughout extensive planning and risk mitigation efforts. Assistant Superintendent of Administrative and Support Services Terry Jones said Carroll County Schools has worked very hard over the last 4 to 5 years to strengthen our procedures, processes, and plans as it relates to the safety and security of our students and staff. 184 schools applied for the Ready Georgia Seal of Preparedness. The application required specific documentation of drills, planning, and collaboration practices throughout the school year, in addition to the submission of an approved school safety plan. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.